Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, Lum and Abner are looking forward to an early starting date on the construction of their wonderful world apartments, since Squire Skimp informed them that his good friend, Gregory W.W. Dobbs, the building contractor, has offered to donate his services to the project. Their main worry now is to figure out some way of getting Cedric to move his tent, lemonade stand, and pinball machine away from in front of the store. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Listen.
For goodness sakes, look at Cedric out there.
Huh?
What in the world has he got all that red and yellow paint on his face for?
Oh, he thinks he's an Indian now, Lum.
An Indian?
Oh, yeah, full-blooded Indian, he says. He's been living in that tent out there in front of the store so long now that he's got himself to where he thinks he's a sure enough Indian.
For goodness sakes.
Of course, I believe Grandpap actually put the idea in his head.
Grandpap did?
Oh, yeah. He showed Cedric some pictures of Indians in that book at Gilbert the Boy Trapper we got over in the library.
Yeah, I saw them pictures.
Well, Cedric's looked at that thing to where now he thinks he has to do everything he's seen in the pictures. First thing he done was get him a bow and arrow from one of the little Bates young'uns. Trade him 3 free games on a pinball machine first.
Granny, that's got to stop, Abner. That's all they are to it.
Yeah, a while ago, Cedric come in here wanting to get some seeds. Said he wanted to plant some Indian corn out there in front of the store.
Plant corn out there?
Right out there in front of the store he's going to put it in, he says.
Well, he ain't got no room out there to plant nothing.
I know it.
He's already got that little strip of ground so cluttered up with stuff a body can't hardly get in the store here.
No, and it's getting worse every day, too. You know how fat the Widow Abernathy is. Well, she tried to get in here for about a half hour. Tried to get through them tent ropes and tent stakes and that clothesline that Cedric got up to get in the store here. And finally, she had to give up and go back home and phone in her grocery order.
Wait a minute. That's our ring, Abner.
Oh, honey.
More likely some other customer couldn't get done.
Just about who it is. Just about who it is.
Hello. Jot 'em down, store and library. Lum Edwards, manager of the Wonderful World Apartments. It's going to be built. Talking.
Running our business.
Oh, hello, Squire. Yeah, have you heard any more from, what's his name? Yeah, that's it, Gregory W.W. Dobbs.
Doggies, I wish I had a name like that.
He is.
Sounds important.
Tomorrow.
Call me,
Abner. Did he telephone you that?
Abner,
well, good for him. Oh, yeah, we'll be ready to discuss the plans with him.
If he can get in the store.
Fact is, Mouse has been drawing in all the changes I suggested, and he ought to have them done today. How's that, Squire? Well, we'll be looking for him tomorrow, then. Yeah, I don't know how to thank you for all you've did for us, Squire. Yes, it is now, and we'll repay you somehow or other. All right, Squire. Goodbye. Hey, did you hear that, Abner?
Is Mr. Dobbs coming here tomorrow?
Yes, sir. Right here to the Jot 'em Down store.
Good for him.
Wants to discuss the plans for the Wonderful World Apartments with us.
Well...
Yeah, I better get a hold of Mousie right away and see how he's coming with them plans.
Yeah.
Let's see, what is his ring?
Short and a long and a short, I believe it is. What kind of looking feller is that Mr. Dobbs, Lum?
I don't know, but I found you he's a big, important-looking feller.
Yes, huh?
Yeah, more than likely wears neckties and all such as that.
Well...
A short and a long and a short, huh?
Yeah, I believe that's it, I ain't for sure.
Hello? Who is this, Gussie? Well, this is Lum Edwards, Gussie, and I'd like to talk with Mousie. Oh, you have? How long ago did he leave?
No.
Well, he ought to be here any minute, then. All right, Gussie, much obliged. Goodbye. Ma? Oh, goodbye. He's on his way now.
Well, good for him. Lum, reckon has he got a big black beard?
Who, Mousie?
No, I mean that Mr. Dobbs feller.
Oh, him. I don't know what he looks like. I ain't never saw him.
Well, I believe he's got a beard. Just sort of seems like he ought to have with that name. Especially that W.W. part.
Well, all I know about it is that he's got the biggest building contractor there is in the country, and he's retired now.
Yeah, well, if he's retired, what does he want to take this job for long?
Well, it's just like Squire said. He thinks so much of this idea of the Wonderful World Apartments that he wants to do all he can to help.
He does, huh?
That's why he's willing to donate his services free for nothing. He can see what a good thing it is for the community.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a good thing, all right. I'll say that for it. Best idea we ever had in our lives. Giving every family in Pine Ridge a new modern apartment to live in free for the rest of their lives. That's a great idea.
Yeah, and then, too, Squire said this Dobbs fellow was sort of anxious to get back into the harness.
Yeah, well, he's more like, huh, get back in the harness.
Yeah, you know how a fellow is after he's been away from his work for a while.
Well, what's the matter? Can he afford no horses?
Afford horses?
Yeah.
I reckon he can. He's rich. He can afford all the horses he wants. Why?
Well, what does he want to get himself in the harness in for?
I never said he was going to harness himself up. I just said he wanted to get back in the harness. That's an expression.
Well, it's the same thing.
It ain't no such a thing. It just means he wants to get back to his work.
Well, the kind of work you do in harness, Lum, is horses work. Now, which part of the work does he do? Does he pull that there plow thing that digs the cellars, or does he haul lumber?
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Doggies, he must be awful strong. Either that, or he hitches himself up with another horse, one.
Abner, he don't hitch himself up to no horse.
Well, does he do it by himself?
No, of course not.
Well, if he don't do it by himself and he don't hitch himself to a horse, what? Uh-oh, just a minute here. Yeah, I see through your scheme, Lum Edwards.
Scheme?
Yes, sir, I see it.
What in the world are you talking about?
I ain't gonna do it. No, sir, I ain't gonna do it now.
You ain't gonna do what?
I ain't gonna let you get me in no harness with that Mr. Dobbs.
Oh, for goodness sake.
He thinks he's so strong, just let him pull his own plow, or whatever he calls that thing. You ain't gonna get me mixed up, Miss Lum.
For goodness sakes, Abner, I don't know how you get such ideas in your head. In the first place, I never said... Wait a minute, there comes Mousy.
I don't care who's coming. I ain't gonna be no horse. I can tell you that right now, Lum Edwards.
Well, nobody said you had to be a horse.
I don't care if them Wonderful World apartments never get built. I ain't gonna get no harness.
Abner, will you quit talking about harness and horses?
And I ain't gonna do it.
You get something in your head and you take everything I say literary.
Well, I ain't gonna take my place at no wagon pulling it, I'll tell you that right now.
Here comes Mousy. Now, don't let him know what a idiot you are. Hello, Mousy. Come on in.
Oh, hello, Lum. Hello, Abner.
Hello, Mousy. I ain't gonna do it now, Lum, I'll tell you.
I know it, I know it. Have you got the drawings all fixed up, Mousy?
Yes, sir, I have. I made all the changes that you suggested, Lum.
Well, good for you, Mousy. Mr. Gregory W.W. Dobbs, a big building contractor, is going to be here tomorrow, and he wants to look them all over.
He does. Well, gee, I just hope I didn't get them dirty when I fell down.
Fell down?
Yes, sir. I tripped over one of those tent stakes out there a while ago.
Oh, for goodness sake, somebody's always tripping over them.
Yes, sir. Well, this was almost dangerous. I almost fell in the fire.
In the fire?
Yes, sir.
What fire?
Oh, Cedric says that he's an Indian, and he has to have a bonfire so that he can give smoke signals.
Oh, for goodness sake. Now, that's the second bonfire he's made out there.
Cedric isn't really an Indian, is he, Lum?
No, of course he ain't.
I didn't think he was.
Grannies, we just got to get shut of him, and we got to do it before Mr. Dobb gets here.
Yes, sir.
Imagine what he'd think if he walked up to the store and seen that mess out there in front. More likely turn right around and go back to the Empire State Building. Or if he did try to come in, more than likely trip over one of them tent stakes.
Yes, sir, it's awful hard to get in the store here.
That tent's got to come down. I don't know how to do it, though.
Well, why don't you just go out there and take it down, Lum?
We can't. It's on his property. Well, see, we sold Cedric that little strip of ground ourselves.
Yes, sir.
We just done it to help him get a library card when we first opened the Pine Ridge Library here. Had to be a property owner here in Pine Ridge to get one.
Yes, sir. Well, if you just did it for that reason, why, he should take it down. Can't you reason with Cedric?
Nobody can't reason with that boy. I've did everything under the sun to get him to move, but he's bound and determined he's going to live right there till the Wonderful World Apartments is built. Stubbornest one human I ever seen.
Well, would you mind if I went out there and had a talk with him, Lum?
No, go ahead. I wish you would. Won't do you no good, though. I can tell you that before you even get started.
Well, I'd like to try anyway. I think I can get that tent down. I'll be right back, Lum.
Well, you'll have to talk Indian language to him, Mousy.
Yes, sir, I intend to.
Wait a minute. Where'd you put the drawings? Oh, never mind. I found them.
Say, Mom.
Let me see here now. See if you got the change from the drawings right.
Mom, now listen to me. I want to get this thing settled on.
Get what settled?
I ain't going to get no harness now, Lum. I'll lose all partnership before I do that.
For goodness sake, Abner, how many times do I have to tell you that you ain't going to get no harness?
Honest. Cross your heart?
Cross my heart.
All right, doggy, I'm glad to know I talked you out of it. Well, I never would have lived that down.
You wouldn't, huh?
No, sir, just as sure as the world, Elizabeth would have came along and seen me in that harness pulling the plow, and all the rest of her life she'd accuse me of doing a woman's work.
Man, you don't need to worry about that no more. Wait a minute, here comes Mousie back already. About you never done no good, neither.
Well, look there, old Lum. Cedric's putting out his bonfire. Look at there.
Yeah, but that ain't enough. Well, how'd you make out, Mousie?
Oh, just fine, Lum. The tent will be down pretty soon now.
It will?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure about it?
Oh, yes, sir. You just wait a few minutes. It'll be down all right.
Goodness, Mousie, you must be a genius.
Why, sure, yeah.
You must have put up some awful good arguments with him.
Must have.
You might have the makings of a lawyer, Mousie, if you can do a thing like this. What in the world did you say to Cedric, anyway?
Why, I just told him that he had his bonfire in the wrong place to give Indian smoke signals. He shouldn't have it right outside his tent that-a-way.
Well, where did you tell him to put it then?
Inside his tent.